The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read it from Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you're asking. Can you drink the chalice that I'm going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. The great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be the first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate one of the 12 apostles. The 12 apostles were very close friends to Jesus Christ. And every time we come to Mass, we should beg for the grace to grow in friendship with Christ. That should be a constant prayer on your lips, but especially in your hearts, that Jesus Christ will be your best friend. And that beautiful painting of the Sacred Heart, in Spanish, "El amigo que nunca falla." El amigo que nunca falla. He is the friend that will never fail us. But in the rank of the 12, there was an inner circle. An inner circle. Which of those 12, there were his three best friends. And they were Peter, John, and James. So of these 12 apostles, three were his closest friends. Of these three, two were his best friends. And it wasn't James. It was Peter and John. But only one was his best friend. And that was St. John the Evangelist. Our Lord would not be offended if you said, "Lord, I want to be another John the Evangelist." That was my prayer in my holy hour this morning. Why not? I'd like to be another John Evangelist. How about you? I want to be our Lord's best friend. I think He's pleased with that. Have I arrived at it yet? I don't think so, but I hope to be on the way. I hope to be on the way. So there's a lot that can be said in honor of this great apostle, but I'll give you some of the most salient points. He was a fisherman. He was a fisherman to become, are you listening? A fisher of men. Amen? Yeah. He was a fisherman. Change the sentence to be a fisher of men. And no fish story. It's really true. Okay. You're all called to be fishers of men also. Most of you have done the call of the King to try to bring persons to Christ. Our Lord gave him a nickname. Our Lord gave him a nickname. When I came here from South America, I gave myself a nickname. And once I gave it to myself, then the people followed my nickname. My nickname I gave was Escobita. Escobita. You know why? Because my last name is Broom. Escoba. And I have my father's name, but I also have my grandfather's name. So my grandfather's Escobón, my father's Escobe, and I'm Escobita. Big Broom, normal Broom, and little Broom. Amen? Pariendo conciencia con Padre Escobita. That was my radio program for 10 years on Radio Guadalupe. Yeah? Now, before you go to bed, maybe ask Jesus what He wants your nickname to be. Hopefully you're not going to hear Floca. Floca Gulosa. Hopefully that's not going to be your nickname. Hopefully you hear Valiant Soldier of Jesus and Mary. Amen, huh? Valiant Soldier of Jesus and Mary. That's better than Floco, right? What would you like your nickname to be? What would you like to be written on your tombstone? Here she lies in peace. Something like that. I think it'd be great to say, here lives someone that loved God with her whole heart, mind, and soul. May she rest in the hearts of Jesus and Mary. Amen? You like that? Would that be a good epitaph to be written on your tombstone? So they were given a nickname, and it was Boanerges. Boanerges, which actually means sons of, how about that? Sons of Thunder. Okay? That was their nickname. Probably because they had a fiery temperament. And once they were converted, great zeal, great passion for Christ. They were called by Christ and they left everything to follow Christ. What are you attached to that's preventing you from following Christ 100%? In our spiritual exercises that we're giving this week, I gave a talk today on holy indifference. What is holy indifference? To recognize what is our major attachment. James and John, they had to give up something. They had to leave their father. They had to leave their boat. They had to leave their work. They had to leave their security. They had to leave their nets. They had to leave their comfort zone, which was Lake Galilee. They had to leave all that. But as a result of leaving that, they got something much greater. And that was a deep friendship with Christ. What are you still clinging to? If I had two fistfuls of precious diamonds, you had two fistfuls of dust and dirt, how can I get the diamonds in your hands if you got the dust and the dirt? You tell me. You have to grow another hand, huh? Probably not going to happen. You have to open up those hands and relinquish it. Sometimes we're clinging to dust and ashes and God wants to give us diamonds. 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 The talks we're given this week, we're talking about that precious diamond, which is Jesus present in the Mass. Okay, related to my talks, what is the principal reason why so many Catholics are leaving the Catholic Church? As if the Catholic Church were the Titanic. Huh? Some will say, well, the scandals within the Church. Others will say, well, that priest, he only talks about money. Huh? Others will say, I don't like the choir. We don't even have a choir, huh? It's me and Larry, huh? Others will say, well, the church is too hot, the church is too cold. All these fallacious reasonings. The principal reason why people leave the Catholic Church is because they don't understand what the Mass is and the Eucharist. Amen? That's the principal reason why. Because people don't know what the Mass is and they don't know what the Eucharist is. We're listening to Fulton Sheen in the refectory. I'm going to tell you one of the many stories of Fulton Sheen. He's a great storyteller. Maybe the best we've ever had in the United States. goes way beyond Hemingway, okay? He does. So this is a story. Fulton Sheen was chosen to head what is called the propagation of faith. Know what that means? The missionary work of the whole church. Not just of the American South, the whole church was under the wings of Fulton Sheen in the missionary activity. So if you read some of his works, you listen to his talks, he tells stories about his visit to China or Africa or Ethiopia, or these missionaries that come to talk to him. And he utilizes these stories in his homilies. Listen to this one. He goes to some country in Africa, poor country in Africa, very poor. And he celebrates a mass in a little chapel. But he heard a few miles away from the chapel, there's a Catholic woman, but she's a leper. So Fulton Sheen gets on a bike and drives a bike all the way to the house of this woman. House, it was a little hut. Spanish, una pequeña casita, little hut. Okay? Traveling a few miles. When he arrives, a woman greets him. With her smile, but not with her hands and feet, because she had no hands or feet. Because the leprosy had eaten away at her hands and her feet. So he brings her communion. She's eternally grateful for the gift of the Eucharist. And Fulton Sheen says, tomorrow I'll celebrate the Mass at the little chapel, but afterward I'll get on my bike and I'll come out and I'll bring your communion again. And he told her the time that the Mass would be celebrated. Before he celebrates the Mass, guess who he sees there in the little chapel? It was a leper woman. What did she do? She dragged herself through the hot sand all the way to the little chapel so that she could be present there. Among bruises and cuts. That's one of my favorite Eucharistic stories from Fulton Sheen. What a sacrifice. Maybe some of you have traveled 4, 5, 6, 7 miles in your comfortable car with the air conditioning, listening to the Beatles, eating popcorn and chewing bubble gum, huh? And complaining the whole way because there's a lot of traffic. How spoiled we are. But that story highlights my whole message. And the message is, people have left the Catholic Church because they've lost belief in the Eucharist, or because of mediocre, poor catechesis, they never learned what the Eucharist was in the first place. If I were to tell you tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the morning, if you come and you shake my hand, I would give you $5 billion. Would you come? How about if I say I'll celebrate Mass for you at 3 o'clock in the morning? we place a premium on the material over the spiritual. The tangible and the palpable over the invisible. The temporal over the eternal. Whereas if we really love the Eucharist, we'll place Christ at the very center of your life. Really, I believe that the seminary should be packed with young men. They only believe what the Eucharist is. There'd be no problems with vocational crises throughout the world. But the primary reason is we've lost belief in the real presence. And I say the real presence, not the symbolic presence, but rather the real presence. So as we offer you a few Eucharistic reflections during these days, let's ask St. James, St. John, St. Peter, St. Andrew. They were actually at the first Mass. The first Mass, which was what? The celebration of the first Eucharist, as well as the institution of the priesthood and the Eucharist. Let's ask this great saint that we would be on fire with our love for God. Amen.